Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 56, verses 1 and 2. Be just and fair to all. Do what is right and good, for I'm coming soon to rescue you and to display my righteousness among you. Blessed are all those who are careful to do this. Justice is a major theme throughout the book of Isaiah. From the first chapter, God declares his hatred of every form of injustice and his unwillingness to receive the worship of people who refuse to act justly. God is incredibly blunt. He declares that he has had more than enough of the people's sacrifices and is burdened by their religious festivals. It's vital that we realize that fighting for justice is not an optional extra for Christians. It is integral to our worship. Or to use the straightforward language of Isaiah chapter 1, verses 15 to 17, if we don't live justly, then God won't listen to our prayers. I wonder how well you know the community where you live, and whether you can identify where injustice is taking place. I say that because most forms of injustice are hidden. They can happen in busy cities or in quiet villages. The only way to know what's going on is to get to know people well and to hear their stories. In Isaiah's world, the people who are most vulnerable and who suffered the greatest injustices were those with disabilities, foreigners, orphans, and widows. And everyone was vulnerable to those market traders who acted unfairly and who rigged their scales to increase their profits. Injustice is an offence to God because it's a denial of everything that he wants and it spoils the lives of everything it touches. No wonder he hates to listen to worship of people who live unjustly. As we worship our great God of justice, we need to understand that as we sing our praises, we are being recruited to be fair and just to everyone we meet. So let me ask you a question. In what ways are you working for justice in your community? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to love the people around us enough to spot injustice when it occurs. Give us courage to stand up for people who are being treated unjustly. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Don't forget that the talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.